Hello and welcome to the Stuff I Heard podcast. This is your host, Joshua Peak. Okay, so today happens to be Tuesday night. This is a bonus episode. We have in the house for episode 165 on December 3rd, my wife, Dolores,
and
two of her friends, Lori and Cheryl. Everybody want to say hey?
Hey, hey.
Hello.
Hey. All right, sound looks good, and I'm going to get out of the way and let you guys do your thing, gals, guys. Girl power. Wonder Women.
Girls.
I didn't know what to call the episode. I was going to call it like girl bonus episode, girls only bonus episode, or women's only.
We got to come up with a name.
You got to come up with a name, because like if this is going to be like a regular thing, you want to have like a, you know, your own calling card.
Right.
You know, I know, jokingly y'all talked about being the AARP women, and I don't like that. I wanted something cooler, like the Shazam women, or the, you know.
I wouldn't go that far.
We'll
kickboxing, kick-ass women, or, you know, something like that.
Yeah. We'll come up with something.
We'll come up with a tagline, and we'll do it in the thing. But anyway, yeah. I'm going to walk out of here, let you guys do your thing, and I'm going to get out of here. So.
It's in your hands.
Okay. Hey, ladies, how you doing?
Hey, good. Great.
How are you? It's good to have you here. I think the last time it's been maybe, what, a little over 2 months? 2 months?
Probably.
We're going to try to do a little more regular. I want to maybe start a once a month, once every 5 to 6 weeks.
You want to make these people talk or listen to us?
There we go.
We are so interesting.
We just got to liven up Josh's channel just a little bit here.
That's right.
Mix in. It's all guy things. We got to throw in a little bit of the female power.
Exactly.
Last time we were here, we left off saying that we were going to talk about upcoming holidays and shopping, and we actually took a trip, the three of us did, and my sister was with us. So the last time we were here, we said we were going to talk about upcoming holidays. We actually, the three of us, took a trip to Charlotte, North Carolina for a annual trip that we do every year. We go to the Southern Christmas Show. And it is in Charlotte, North Carolina. They actually have it. I don't know the name of the center.
It's the Expo Center.
Okay. Yeah. It is across the street from the Bojangles Arena where the Charlotte Hornets play.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Every year we go to this show. We've been going for many years now, and it is a large vendor type show for any of you who've never been. I would encourage, especially ladies, to go to it. It is a great, great full day of shopping. And we want to talk a little bit about that. So I wanted to get your get some feedback on how this year shopping went.
I'll go first.
Okay, you go ahead.
So last year was my first year of going, and I had no idea what to expect. I heard both of these ladies talk about how great it was, and I thought, okay, it's just a normal, you know, little vendor show. Little did I know, it was three large buildings full of vendors, and had a great time last year, bought a lot of stuff. And so this year, when the date came, it's like, absolutely, we're going. We're going to do this again. And I looked forward to that for weeks because knowing what I was now getting myself into, I was...
You were a little more prepared, right?
I was more prepared. I had more money in my pocket. Yeah, it's absolutely a great, great way to start your holiday shopping and get some stuff. And just to get some things that may not be for holidays or gifts or whatever,
right.
But just everyday stuff. But it was great. We actually got to talk to the guy that had the cheese from Millersburg, Ohio, which was 30 miles from my hometown. So that was nice to be able to actually buy some and chat with him a little bit. So that was great. But I really enjoyed being there this year.
I think it's a great way to kick off the whole Christmas season, because usually we go a little bit before Thanksgiving every year. And I've been going to this show for 10 years. This was my 10th. I started, my first year was 2010. I've not missed a year because it is so much fun. It is like shopping on steroids.
Yes.
Your credit card will literally smoke that day. Between, I guess, I always take cash, but I wind up using my credit card, debit card. Everybody has the handheld credit card machines
square.
Now.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes it so much easier. But it's definitely, if you're a person who doesn't like crowds,
it's not for you.
It's not for you, mm-hmm. unless you wait until later in the day to go. It's a lot of people. But I, that's part of it I enjoy. I love the Christmas decorations, the Christmas music. And I don't know that I do a whole lot of, so to speak, Christmas shopping for people. I shop more for myself, I think.
Right.
There's a couple of, I have a couple of vendors that I look for every year for things that I don't even give as gifts. Mm-hmm. Pickles. I was the pickle person.
Cheese.
I was the pickle person, and every, you know, I know you ladies were like, there's no way these pickles can be so fantastic. Of course, I didn't see the pickle people until much later in the one building we were in. And of course, when I saw them, I went berserk. The line. Well, y'all had to be shocked to see the line.
Oh yeah, you have to wait and you have to be patient.
Yeah.
Yes.
Unless you're like some people that just, you know, nudge their way in and just cut in line.
Well, it's definitely a day where you have to be willing to get in there with the elbows, and you can't let it bother you that people are right up under you.
Right.
It is. It's a tight squeeze. It's a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
But yeah. But I, like I said, I love it. Cheryl, you had actually been.
Oh, yes.
Previously, before you and I started going together, right?
Right. I love it because you can get so many different things and things that are personalized, and they'll personalize it right there, you know, at the show for
right.
you. And you might have some repeat vendors, but every building, you don't want to miss a building because there's different vendors in all the buildings and so many great gift ideas.
I like supporting the... I mean, these are people that...
Small business,
right. Yep. A lot of these people don't do... They only do this. They don't necessarily have a shop or a store.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know that there's a lot of places that go to this because there's... Would you say... I mean, there's hundreds of vendors, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, there's three massive buildings that are just one booth right after the other. And it's so many that I could never count them. There's so many of them.
Yeah.
But a lot of this is people that do this work. I guess they do this work at their homes, and then they do these vendor shows.
Right.
I can't imagine how they do those. I mean, that has to be so tiring.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. And like you say, most of these, a lot of their wares that they make and bring with them, they don't even finish them until the show because a lot of them, it's the one place to get stuff personalized.
Absolutely.
It's the one place, it's the main place I've seen where you can do so many different personalized type items.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that is not done until you
until
purchase
someone
it.
Walks up and
of course,
say,
you just
hey,
have to remember
that.
When you have to go back and buy. You have to go back when you buy something. You have to, and you're getting it personalized. You have to go back and pick it up.
Right?
Because we've just about forgotten things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but so, like I said, I thoroughly enjoy it. Do you have a favorite vendor? I know. I mean, the wine tasting.
You know what, though? I was kind of disappointed about the wine this year. And it may be because
you didn't get drunk.
Well, that, too.
I don't know.
As many tastings. But, you know, last year was the first year for that. And so I think I hit every one of them and drank every wine there was and probably did get drunk last year. But so this year it was like my point was when I went up to them, I said, do you have a new one that you didn't have last year? And most of them did not.
Right.
So it was kind of pointless for me to have to taste the ones I already had tasted. And I wound up buying, I think, two of the same bottles that I bought last year. So I guess my taste hasn't changed, but that's a good thing. But
you know what you like.
Yeah.
I do like the fact that at this show, they have the Christmas labels.
Right.
And you are able to try them. That's
yes.
That's the one thing yes. about this show that has not changed in 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
You can definitely get a little tipsy.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I realize it's just a little small portion in a portion cup. But
when you're tasting five and six
multiple
different ones
vendors,
at every
right,
vendor.
Multiple vineyards that are there sampling their wares.
Yeah.
That
yeah. It didn't take much.
Mm-mm. Yeah. There's been many years that in previous years, the last 2 years, we've made a weekend, not a weekend, but an overnight trip out of it,
yes.
Which to me is much, but it's a lot nicer. We live, what, about two, 215 hours away from where the show's held. So we have to get up fairly early. We have to drive, get to the show. If you do that and you shop all day long and then you drive back, that makes for a very long day. So last year we decided to go, we went last year and spent the night
before
the show.
Yeah.
Went and shopped all day long, drove back to Florence, back home on the Saturday. This year we did it a little different. We got up here super early. I'm talking like 4 a.m. because we were on the road at 6:30. We were packed and on the road at 6:30 that morning. Got there, got parked, got to the show, and you know, it seems like it took us forever to do that last. We always go backwards. We always go in the building and go straight to the back and work our way forward. I think that does help some with the crowds.
Right.
But it just seemed like we spent a lot of time in that first building this
year.
But
it's the biggest building. It has the most vendors. Yes.
It seems like we spent a lot of time in that building this year. And this year we actually took a break. We left the show, went and checked into a hotel, and then went back.
But don't forget our lunch. We found an amazing little
restaurant. Oh, we did. Yes. You know, I cannot for the life of me remember. I know we were after a crepe place, right?
Yes, and it was right beside
when we left the show, Cheryl found us a place to eat. She's our co-pilot for the trip. And she finds us a place to eat, which was crepes, I think. We were going to a crepe place.
Yes, it was downtown and in a new kind of little trendy downtown area, and we went down there and there was like a 45-minute wait. So we were like, well, there were so many little pubs and restaurants, so we just walked to the next one.
And then we walked next door, right?
Yeah,
was it next door? What was the name of the place?
I don't even remember.
But I tell you, they had the best. We eat the best lunch.
Yes,
it was amazing that day.
Wasn't that the one you had the bologna?
I had a fried bologna sandwich of all
and
things.
We had poutine, the gravy covered French fries with cheese curds on top.
Yeah, that was
my goodness,
fabulous.
Fantastic.
Yes, it was.
I'm
that
to
was
think
a
what
great.
I had though. I didn't have the bologna.
And then I had a pumpkin Moscow Mule.
Oh yeah, and I had
the drinks craft drinks that
homemade,
were just
everything
fantastic.
Homemade, everything.
It was really great. I mean, and I don't know why they were not busier. Of course, we were there. It was actually a little after lunch.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad the crepe place was busy because I thoroughly enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
Say, mine was a fried bologna sandwich on I think sourdough, but it had some kind of a slaw on it. It was amazing.
Yeah.
And then I also had, because I split my sandwich with my sister, with Cindy, and she ordered two, and I'm trying to make sure I get this right. It was skin. What is it? It's the, I can't remember what it's called now, but it was like pieces of meat that had the fat on it, but it had been cooked. It was kind of crispy. I can't remember. Pork belly.
Yes.
It was a fried pork belly.
Taco.
Yes. That's and right. Oh my goodness. With a like this cabbage slaw. She ordered two of the tacos and then I had the sandwich and we split them. It was amazing. It was amazing. But then we went back to, we checked into the hotel after that.
Yep.
Of course, I am the worst driver in the world.
No, she just didn't have a good co-pilot.
Well,
so
my sister was not really co-piloting. I had not seen her in months. So
We were visiting.
And so I've got a person sitting on the passenger seat, two people in the back, conversation going on that I want to be in. And you...
Not paying attention to GPS.
I learned real quickly, you can't participate in the conversation and you miss your turns. So we toured most of Charlotte
the second time around. But we made it. We got back
and we checked into our hotel, and I don't think I was so tired at that point, but we didn't have any time to do anything. I mean, we basically had to bring our luggage in,
drop our load of goodies.
Yeah, we bought so much stuff,
right,
that we had to unload our carts and get everything in the rooms, and then we turned around and went right straight back to the show.
Right.
And I wonder, how long did we stay the second time? Now, the second time did we hit the wineries first?
No.
Last.
No.
We hit the wineries last.
We still did those last?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I guess we did. Yeah.
Because last year we did them first.
Right.
Or close. And they were at the bottom. They were the base in our luggage in our
right
shopping.
This time, last year we purchased so many bottles of wine. There was four of us, and I want to say we.
Probably, I bet I bought every bit of 10 last year.
I think we had a total of like 30 or 31 something. Bottles mm-hmm. of wine crazy. Amongst the four of us.
Right.
Now, a lot of those we do give. I know I give a lot of them as gifts.
Heck,
oh, yeah.
What are you talking about? There are no gift given on that wine.
I do give some of them. That's why I like the Christmas labels. I do try to give some of them for gifts. This year, we did not purchase as much wine, I don't think, as we did. Because last year, we had a box.
We did. Well, this year, there weren't as many dry wines. There was a lot more sweet Moscatos, and that's just not me. That's Lori's thing. That's why she always has.
Yeah.
The North Carolina wines tend to be that Moscato grape.
But now, the one good thing about the fact that we've gone to this show, and of course, I've done this show 10 years in a row, most of the vendors, especially the wine vendors, usually go back to the exact same booth.
Yeah.
So they are easier to find. I know last year, Cheryl and I found an amazing winery. It was, I can't remember, Weathervane.
Weathervane.
Mm-hmm. And we found it after we had already tested, after we had already drank.
Tested and purchased several bottles.
We drank all the way down the whole count, the whole building of all the different other wines. And then we get to this very last one. And it was amazing. Mm-hmm. And by that time, we had already purchased so many bottles of wine that we were like, I don't know that. I think I got maybe one bottle from there last mm-hmm. year. So this year, when we walked in, Cheryl goes up and starts tasting, and she walks away and she says, it's just too sweet. I think we were at Duplin.
Yes.
Is that what it's called, Duplin?
Yep.
Court, you like, Lori likes the sweeter wines.
Lori and Cindy both do.
Yeah. Yes. Cheryl and I prefer a little less sugar, a little drier. So we kind of back away, and I was like, then it hit me. Let's see if the one that we liked at the very end last year is here, and let's start there. So Cheryl and I kind of left you and we left Lori and Cindy.
That's okay, we were all right.
we left them on one end of the building of the wineries, and Cheryl and I go to the other end and start there.
Yes,
and that was the way to go
mm-hmm.
because we started that way, and then I think we went to Treehouse after that. Mm-hmm. But now I did not purchase as much wine this year.
No, I think I only purchased four, maybe.
Right, we didn't. Yeah, four. None of us purchased as much as we did last year.
But again, like I said, I didn't taste as many either, and I think that was the reason why.
They had a lot of repeat bottles. Yeah, repeat flavor, so. Yeah.
But there's still vendors there that every year, I know I do, and I think you ladies do too. It's, okay, I want to see if this person is here because last year I bought this. And I've got things that I've been buying for probably 10 years now. There's a puzzle vendor. I know that sounds weird, but my mother-in-law, which listens to this podcast, so surprise, she knows I'm going to get her a puzzle there every single year. And they're always in the exact same booth. So that's one of the things that makes it a lot easier to navigate when you know which building.
Well, that's just like the company that comes and roasts the nuts, the almonds and the cashews and the honey roasted this. And you can smell them when you're walking in that building and they're in the same spot.
They're in the same spot.
Every year. So you can, okay, if I'm going to get my, $3 for $10 bag of roasted nuts, where you're going to go.
Well, like I say, it's definitely a lot of fun. I didn't have any problems at all this year when I said, let's go again. Everybody was all for it. And of course, I want to go next year.
Yep.
Oh, yes.
I still think maybe next year we need to just make a plan to go the evening before, go to the show, spend the night. I mean, let's just spend Friday and Saturday night.
That's definitely.
I mean, we also talked about going during the week as well, remember? As you know,
the show usually runs for
10 days.
About 10 days. I think it starts on a Thursday and it runs consecutively through that first weekend all the way through until
the second weekend,
and it ends on a Sunday. So I would think that the weekdays would have to be a little bit and plus Lori, didn't you say somebody mentioned to you one of the vendors?
I talked to a new vendor and he had said that while I asked him how he was holding up because it was so busy, and he said, man, things have been great today. He said, I'm so glad that this is much better than what Thursday was. And I said, oh, well, what was wrong with Thursday? And he said, oh, it was dead in here. He said, you just just couldn't imagine. He said, this is my first year. And I thought, what do I got myself into? Because there's nobody here.
Yeah.
But so I think that if you definitely want to miss a crowd, that you would go during the week and you would avoid a lot of that.
Yeah, that's probably, yeah. That might not be a bad idea. Because then you could get more. There's
you
so
could probably
many,
get through it quicker, for one.
You could. The other thing would be, if we did a weekday, we might could just leave from here that morning and shop and then come back. But there's other things to do. I mean, I would have loved to have spent more time in the South Park Mall.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
by the time we did that Sunday, we were all tired. We were very tired from the day before, plus getting home. And then my sister, of course, has to drive another 2 hours to Augusta. Right. So we didn't want to be too late getting back to Florence. But it's definitely a weekend. I mean,
mm-hmm. yeah.
But it's definitely worth the trip. I mean, there's a lot of retail purchase stuff, but there's a lot of handcrafted things that are just unique and special.
Yeah.
Right.
You know? Did you buy some stuff for Christmas, Lori?
I did.
You actually bought some actual Christmas presents, right?
I did. And I bought several things, Cheryl? Actually.
Did you buy some actual Christmas?
Did
you buy some Christmas?
Yes, I bought the one that had a monogram that I had to remember to go pick up.
We were worried that we were going to forget.
Yeah.
I can't remember if, of course, the puzzle that I give my mother-in-law is really not a Christmas present. It's just something I pick up for her because I know she loves to do puzzles. So I don't know. I mean, everything I buy, I guess, is pretty much for me.
That's okay.
You know the pickles are good if we're opening up the containers and eating them while we're walking down the aisle. Of course, then we smell like the
pickle juice
the rest of the afternoon. But
that's okay.
But it's definitely, it's a fun time. It's something I enjoy doing every year. It always happens right before Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
So I always want to come home and put up Christmas decorations after I've been there.
Yep.
And have you decorated, Lori, for Christmas?
I'm done. I did it last, what is today? The weekend before Thanksgiving. Yes.
Yeah, I did too.
Yes, I'm done. So it was a day and, well, the same weekend you did. So a day and a half of pure agony.
Yes.
It's always so much easier to take it down than it is to put it up, but everything looks good, so I was happy.
Do you ever, I know this year when we were putting up the tree, because I have to climb a ladder, a tall ladder. Do you wonder how, Josh made a comment to me whenever we were getting stuff down, and he was like, you know, we're not always going to be able to do this.
So, you know, every year I always go after Christmas is over and look at the sales and buy more stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And every year my husband's like, what in the world are you buying more stuff? You have so much stuff now. And he'll complain when we're pulling it all out of the attic. And he's like, you know, one of these days we're not going to have room for this. And I'm like, well, that day's not here yet. And I'm not going to worry about it until it is. So
I think I said pretty much the same thing.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
And I know a lot of people that, you know, after they get to a certain age and don't have a lot of kids, they just don't even put up a tree.
Right.
They might put out some decoration.
Several who are not.
Yeah. That just, you know, put out a little bit of decoration, but not.
I couldn't imagine not decorating though.
I agree.
But now mine has changed a lot. I've also changed a lot of my decorations. I used to do the whole Christmas village, the Dickens, the Department 56, and it was the what is the story where the Scrooge?
Oh,
I have the whole Ebenezer Scrooge village, the Department 56, the Charles Dickens, and for years I did that, and it would take one whole weekend, the first part of November, just to put that Christmas village up. Then I quit with it. It just got to be so much. This year, though, for some reason, I got into the wanting to put up the ceramic Christmas tree. Remember me?
Yep.
I've got the ceramic Christmas tree that belonged to my great-grandmother. And a friend of mine on Facebook posted some pictures that she does the antiques here in Florence at the Peddler.
Oh, the Palmetto Peddler?
Is that the one on
Hoffmeyer.
Okay, yeah. She has a booth in there. She posted some pictures of the ceramic Christmas trees. And I saw them, and I was like, oh my gosh, I've got one in the attic that belonged to my great-grandmother. And I made a comment to her, and she was like, they were selling these things for ungodly amounts. And I was like, I would never part with mine, number one, because it belonged to my great-grandmother. But maybe I should get it out of the attic. So that was a rabbit hole that I should have never went down. Because when I took it out, it was missing some of those little plastic bulbs that my husband ordered them on Amazon. And I was constantly telling him while he was placing the order on his phone, because he was so quick to push the button. And I was like, that's the wrong size. That's the wrong size. No, he was adamant it was not. Well, guess what? It was the wrong size.
Wrong size.
So it took me sending those back, getting more in. But I did get the that done, and it looks great. But like I said, that was a whole rabbit hole that I should have never went down, because I started opening up bins that have been covered up there for years with my Christmas village in it, and I'm seeing these things that I've not this house, and oh look, it's Ebenezer Scrooge, and Josh is standing outside the attic and I'm in the attic and he's calling, what are you doing in there? And I was like, oh look, and he's like, you're gonna have to come out of there. And I looked up and I had drug out way more stuff than what I wanted to drag out,
right?
And I wound up having to put some things back. But I say, I'm on ornament restriction, though. I'm not allowed to buy any ornaments.
Oh.
Yeah, he put his foot down a while back, which he needed to. I had more than would go on the tree.
Oh, okay.
And I was leaving stuff in boxes.
Oh, yes.
I'm
the same way. Everything doesn't get put out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, because usually each year I do a different kind of like a theme. So I have different bulbs and different ornaments for different themes. So, of course, they're not all going to get used. So I don't put them all out anyways. But
are they colors or what kind of themes?
So this year I did the buffalo plaid theme on my tree.
Mm-hmm.
And I love
it. The red and black?
Black and red.
Black and red.
Totally forgot that I had even bought some of this stuff last year after Christmas again. And it was a sale, you know. So I started dragging all this stuff out. I'm like, oh my gosh, I forgot about this. I'm so excited. So I did that. But like the last 2 years, my tree was like a golden silver.
Mm-hmm.
And I had more, I don't know, I don't want to say fancy, but, you know, more traditional, I guess, mm-hmm. I would say, ornaments and bulbs on it. So, you know, I have all the gold and the silver and things that go with that. So all that stuff is still in the box, you know, because I didn't put that on the tree. But I will do, because I have 4 trees, I think, right now.
I was going to ask you how many trees you have.
I think I have 4. And so like
4 trees. Wow. No way.
But they're all smaller. I have like the 9-foot is my big tree, and then all the rest of them are like smaller than the little pencil trees or whatever. But like I always have one that
you have to have an Ohio State one.
No, I don't.
Which really?
I'm surprised. I don't.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
But I always have a tree where I put all of the girls' ornaments that they made mm-hmm. in school.
Mm-hmm.
I always have to have those out, or like special ones. Like my youngest daughter was a Tigger fan, and we have a Tigger ornament. And my oldest daughter was, you know, she was into fashion. So there was this really cool one. It's like a black dress, like a, you know, on a hanger. It's, mm-hmm. it's really cute. So just little special ones and different things. So I always have a tree with all of that stuff. And then I do a tree with all snowmen. I have a whole bunch of different snowmen ornaments. So I do one tree with a bunch of snowmen and all that kind of stuff. And then I actually have a snowman tree, you know, the white snowman with the hat and mm-hmm. all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. So, but I try to use my ornaments. Actually, I have another tree I forgot about. It's a tabletop one. So anyways, but so I get as many out as I can. But again, it's always themed. It's usually a theme kind of thing. So
I would think it would take you longer than just a weekend to put all that up.
No, it does not.
You must work really fast.
Well, I mean, I cheated last year. So I took pictures of where I had put stuff.
I always find that helps.
It does, because mm-hmm. I'm thinking, I liked how that was. I liked where it was. So why not just, you know, mimic it each year? So I took pictures, and all I did was went, oh, yeah, that's where I put that. And, oh, yeah, that's where that goes.
Yeah.
So now there was a few things that I did change this year, because I'm like, wait a minute, I put that there. Why? I don't know. It didn't look right. So let's put it over here. So I did change a few things. But, but yes, I'm done. I'm happy that I'm done.
Have you started, Cheryl?
Barely. No.
Do you have...
you were home.
I know. I haven't been home.
Well, now, you and I have... we have boys, okay?
Yes.
I had boys. You have boys.
Yes.
Lori, you had girls, so I see the whole... I don't have a whole lot of homemade Christmas ornaments. Do you, Cheryl?
I do. Nick's birthday is the 23rd of December. So every year when he was younger, we would have a birthday party and we made ornaments. Like that was our like little craft with the kids. So we have different, you know, different ornaments from his birthday party. And then their school stuff, like you said, things they've made in school.
Things they made in school, right.
Mm-hmm. But and then every year they get an ornament from me, you know, each of them. And so Ben has a Darth Vader from when he was like five. Well, of course, that is still very, very popular.
Yeah.
Right.
So, I mean, those things just never go out. You know, they were sports fans. So we have different, you know, Jeter, you know,
right.
ornament and just all sorts of different things. So
that's
and
the fun thing.
We're our tree is more eclectic like that.
Yeah. Right.
You know,
I think probably, I mean, I can only speak for myself, but I think as women, we enjoy I enjoy the unpacking of the ornaments almost as much as putting them on the tree and seeing them on the tree during the holidays because you can
the memory of that ornament.
Because a lot of now we do things a little bit different in the sense that I had just the one son, and for some reason, and I'm not really sure why, there was not a whole lot of homemade ornaments. There are a few, there's not a whole lot, but then we started doing ornaments on vacation, and
everywhere we go
yeah. we would do an ornament. And to me, that is some of the I thoroughly enjoy unpacking because I do try to make it a point to put I try to keep my ornaments in the packages that they come in, or wrap them in tissue so that they're protected. But I enjoy. Josh says that he gets as tickled watching me unwrap the ornaments to get ready to go on the tree as he does seeing the tree once it's decorated.
Right.
And of course, men are you need to stop buying decorations. But you what? The first year we don't decorate would be the year.
They're like, why didn't you do anything?
Yeah, definitely.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, Danny says that. You made a comment about him saying that. He'd probably be like, well, where's the tree?
But then he comments, oh, it looks so good after it's all done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. So, yeah, because he does not help with the decorating at all. He'll do the outside, but a lot of times I'll help with that because he can't do it all by himself, you know, trying to put things up higher or whatever. But he does not help with the inside. I've done it pretty much myself every year.
Have you, let me ask you both this. This is the big thing now. I guess because of social media, we hear it more now. Starting the decorating before Thanksgiving.
Nope.
Yes.
I don't do it.
Okay. I always have.
Yeah.
Only because.
One holiday at a time.
Well, that's true. And there's been a couple of years that I've left my fall decorations up until Thanksgiving. And then that evening, Thanksgiving evening and the rest of the weekend would decorate for Christmas. But then once I got all that done, it seemed like it was no time before I had to take it all down again.
Right.
But now I get tired of looking at it anyway. I don't need it up that long.
Okay, the next
question. It's a season.
I like to look at it.
The next question would be the other thing that everybody has mixed feelings on. When do you take your decorations down?
The 26th.
I knew you were going to say that. How about you, Lori? When do you take yours down?
I used to take them down New Year's Day, but then my father's, his side of the family, we had decided to do our Christmas on New Year's Day.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of eliminated me to be able to do it then. So depending on what day that fell on, if it fell on a Friday, I could still do it that weekend, take my stuff down. But if it fell during the week, it would be the following week.
Right. That's the way.
So.
Now, see, I grew up with my mother told us, I guess you just some of the traditions you adopt from your parents, of course. My mom always said when we were little, you don't take your tree down until after New Year. You want your tree up on New Year's Day because then it brings you good luck all year long. And
that's what black eyed peas are for.
I know. Black eyed peas and turnip greens. But I guess I always looked at it as, you know, I mean, we've been extremely blessed. I don't want to jinx anything. So I'm like you, Lori. I wait until after New Year's Day. And depending on when it falls, sometimes I have to wait until the next weekend. But one thing I will do is I will take my Christmas wreath in. I don't leave it hanging up the whole first week of January. I may flip it around on the door so it's on the inside of the door.
Yeah.
But I, you know, it is. I wish the ornaments went up. I wish that it was like. I wish a tree was like an umbrella.
Mm, oh yeah, wouldn't that be great?
Pop it right up.
I wish I had a place just to like, you know, cover it like some people do and shove it in the closet and pull it
well,
back
I
out.
Made that comment about doing that with a tree, and of course, my brilliant husband said no, that a rat would nest in it. And I was like, well, for starters, we don't have rats in the house. I would think we would know it. And why would he pick the Christmas tree when there's so many other places that he could nest?
Right.
So that was my whole.
Yeah. And it wouldn't be near as fun. You know, you wouldn't be able to unwrap all your things and
that's
get the
true.
Chuckles and the, you know, the little sparks of memories about where you got them.
Can you imagine can you imagine the plastic bag that it would take?
Oh yes. Yeah. Oh my.
You'd to be to big enough to cover
wrap it. Just put yeah.
You hold this in, honey. Let's spin the tree.
Now, have you, Lori, have you given any of the ornaments to your daughters now that they are?
I have not.
Because last year my son bought his first home and he put up his first Christmas tree. So I got his 27 ornaments out and shipped them to him so he could have his tree ornaments that he gets one every year. And he got those for his tree.
No, I still have them all. I think we had talked about it last year, maybe it was 2 years ago because both the girls were at the house and I know we talked about it and then they left and I still have the ornaments. So, and that's okay. I mean, I'll give them to them if they want them, but I don't, we'll see.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I get that that makes a lot of sense why you would give him, but then what, whenever you have, when he has a child, And your grandbaby come to your house, then, I mean, of course, you still have some of the homemade ones,
oh,
right?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so, so you could say, Daddy
that,
made me
the, right,
your daddy
the
made
that
me
were,
this.
The ones that were, say, okay. to mommy or to daddy, those okay. stay home. But the ones that have been his gifts, like
I, got
and, like I said,
okay.
I because they get an ornament every year. I've already got their ornaments this year, you know.
Now, do you do a theme? Do you try to do something? I mean, like, no. I know that Nick is a huge Disney fan.
He's a Disney fan. Well, last year was his first home. So he also has my grand dog. So he got two ornaments last year. One had, you know, something that had to do with his dog, which is a Weimaraner. And the other one was, you know, your first home.
Right. Okay.
With the year on it. Yeah. So it just depends on, you know,
what's going on.
What's going on in their life. You know.
Okay, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like I say, I didn't think about the fact. I was thinking, yeah, but your grandchild won't be able to show your grandchild, hey, your dad. But that's different. You want to be able to show your grandchildren.
This is what
your daddy
made
when he
exactly.
was in the
right.
first grade or second grade, whatever
exactly.
grade he was in.
Yeah.
So yeah, that makes more sense like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you probably have enough ornaments that you can both your daughters. Of course, both your daughters probably have already done their own trees, right? I mean, have.
You mean put them up?
They probably had their own themes going on with their
yeah,
trees.
Yeah, I mean, they don't have really, I would say, a theme. It's just a traditional tree, you know, with the traditional bulbs and ornaments or whatever
yeah.
that they've gotten over the years. But my oldest daughter, really, she, in fact, I don't think since she's lived in California, she's actually got a full-size tree. I think every year it's just one of those little tabletop things.
Mm-hmm.
A, because of the space, you know.
Right.
And B,
she doesn't have a child yet to
right.
have to worry about, you know,
yeah.
gifts under the tree and Santa.
And cat.
Yeah.
You know how cats are with
oh,
the
yes.
trees. But so, yeah. But, yeah, they just do their own thing. But, again, you know, if they want them, I'll give them.
Yeah.
But
well, I mean,
not,
I'll
keep them.
Yeah. I mean, they'll start their own. Like this year, this is Jared's second year with Stacy. And they put their tree up, I think, Thanksgiving evening, or maybe it was the next day, but I did buy them an ornament last year. And of course, whenever they put that on the tree, they took a picture of it and sent it to me. So mm-hmm. I guess that is the starting mm-hmm. of a tradition.
That's right.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, is doing it. Like
and
that.
I'll do that. If I were home last weekend, I would have started last weekend. I'll put the tree up the day after Thanksgiving, but it will not go up
it
before Thanksgiving.
Go up, right.
Well, you know, Thanksgiving was late this year, for one. It was mm-hmm. much later than normal. So I thought, you know, if I'm going to take a whole weekend to decorate this house, I want to have it up for a while. So
yes,
that's why.
You want to enjoy it.
And in fact, I actually meant to do it the weekend before, and then something came up last minute that we went to that Green Bay Packers game. That was the
that's
weekend
right.
I was supposed to do it.
That's
so,
right. Well, now, I still didn't put my wreath. I did have my Christmas decorations up the weekend before Thanksgiving inside. I did not put my wreath my Christmas wreath on the door and my Christmas flag, the little small, I had the little small flag. I did not put either one of those out until Thanksgiving evening.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So technically nobody knew that the decorations were on unless they drove by and seen the Christmas tree on. But my Christmas tree is not in a window, not in a front window anyway. So mm-hmm. they wouldn't have known.
Yeah.
So I could say, no, I'm not decorated. Okay, so what kind of plans we got coming up for Christmas? Lori, are you in town for Christmas this year?
I'm in town. My youngest daughter's coming to town for 6 days.
Really?
Woohoo! Wow. Party at the Shaw's.
She's coming in on the 23rd, and I think they're driving down Monday, and I think they're leaving Saturday, maybe Sunday. They haven't quite decided, so she'll be in town. Yeah,
and that will be after Christmas. Wedding dress shopping is next weekend, right?
This weekend.
Oh, that's right. This weekend.
Yep.
This weekend.
Yeah.
So that would have already been that will already be taking place by the time she comes back. So or would you be doing like some wedding planning of any kind?
Probably. We'll probably be looking at some things. She got a color palette yesterday from her sister for kind of like her whole theme of the color of the theme. I guess I don't know how I want to say
color scheme. Mm-hmm.
Color scheme.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Very pretty. So I picked mine already because there was like several different colors.
Because you are Mother of the Bride. You get first pick.
I said, that one's mine. I'm going to wear a Cabernet dress.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Beautiful.
We're in town, which we usually always are in town. I do Christmas at my mom's the weekend after Christmas. Every year it's always the Saturday after Christmas. It's just easier. I'm the oldest of five, so everybody has families of their own. And grandchildren. Some of us have grandchildren.
Right.
And it's just easier. You have so many Christmas, you have work parties and sometimes, church, Sunday school parties. It just works easier. And then you're always everybody's married, so there's always the in-laws that you have to coordinate with. And
right.
So we just picked the Saturday after Christmas years ago, and that seems to work really good for us.
Mm-hmm.
So I will be right here mm-hmm. for Christmas and then in Georgia for Christmas down there after Christmas. How about you, Cheryl?
I'm in town.
You're in town?
I'm in town. My boys will be home.
Both the boys are coming home?
Definitely the one from Atlanta. Okay. Hopefully the one from Houston. I'm 95% sure he'll be coming home. So.
Good. That'll be good.
Good. Yep. Good.
Well, let's talk about just quickly because I got to tell you guys this story about Black Friday shopping. So,
I did not Black Friday shop.
Right. So
you did, right?
Well, I tried, but this story is just my husband. What a treat! So my husband does not like to shop, and I don't know. You guys know that for sure.
Well, what husband does? What man does?
There are some that do.
Yes, I. There are some that do. We aren't lucky enough to be.
No, yeah. We are not lucky enough.
Not me either.
So we had planned to go to the beach for the weekend just for something to do. And Wednesday, before Thanksgiving, we were talking. And he's like, well, what's the plans for this weekend? I'm like, well, I don't know. I haven't really thought about anything yet because I thought I ain't not bringing up shopping because I know that's not going to happen. So he says, well, we could probably do a little shopping.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, what? I'm like, okay. He's like, well, I just don't want to be shopping all day. And I said, well, neither do I. I'm like, that's fine. I said, we'll be here Friday morning. I said, I had a nail appointment. So I'm like, I got to get my nails done. And I'm going to stop at Bath & Body because I wanted to get the little gingham bag that they have with all the goodies mm-hmm, this year. I always mm-hmm. get the bags every year. So I said, I'm going to stop there. We'll get that. And then we'll head to the beach. So we decided that we were going to go to, and y'all listening, we live in Florence, South Carolina, in case you forgot. But so we were driving to Myrtle Beach, and we were going to go to the Grand Coastal Mall. So as we're driving down to Myrtle Beach, he's like, let's just go to the outlets. We're going to be getting right off at the exit. Let's go to the outlets. I'm like, fine, whatever. It took us 30 minutes to get off the exit into.
Holy now, were man. You at Tanger at North Myrtle? Off 22?
Off of 22.
Okay. Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. So it took us 30 minutes to get off of the interstate just to get down onto the road in front of the outlets. So we finally work our way into the parking lot. And I have to give them credit. They were very organized. They had people out there directing traffic. They had certain areas blocked so that traffic was kind of going one way instead of everybody driving. I was very impressed with that. So it really didn't take us too long to find a parking spot. So we get parked and we're walking up through there. Place is just jammed packed. I've never seen it so busy. So my daughter wanted a purse. So we go to the Kate Spade store. And y'all, if you've ever been there, you know that you can only allow so many people in the store.
Right.
Yes.
So
and it's not a very big store.
No.
So you stand outside in a line waiting to go in the store. So we're standing in line and he's going, what are we doing? I said, well, we have to stand in line to go inside. And literally this is what he did. You got to be kidding me.
I can't just see y'all doing that.
Stand in line to go in this store to shop. I'm like, yes, honey, they only take so many people. As people come out, they'll let more people in. Well, this is ridiculous. I have never heard of such a thing. What? I just don't get it. So the guy in front of him, of course, is, you know,
chimes in.
Oh, yeah. Don't take him to FAA with Schwartz in New York City then. Yeah.
He's like, this is ridiculous. He said, I'm not standing here. He said, I'm leaving. So that guy left and he was by himself. And I'm like, okay, that was
must have been shopping for
a wife. I don't know.
Wife or
so
girlfriend.
It was literally less than 10 minutes before we got in the door. No big deal. So we go inside and I'm looking around. She had sent me a couple pictures of what she liked and I'm trying to find it. And he's like, well, when you find something you like, then you got to go stand in that line to buy it. And I said, yes, that's the way it works. And I said, but look, they've got every cash register running. The line is not that long. It will go fast. Trust me. And he's like, I'm going outside. I can't take this. I'm going outside. I'll wait for you out there. I said, fine, go. Literally wasn't in the store more than 15 minutes. Literally was not. So I go outside. I find him. I said, all right, let's go. So we walk down and go through, went into North Face. Mm-hmm. I was wanting to look for like a lightweight jacket or something. So I'm walking around and he's on my tail. And I'm going, do you mind like... can you go look at the men's stuff or something? And he's like, there is nothing in this store that I want or need. And I'm just like, really? I said, tell me you don't like North Face. You've got several North Face pieces of clothing. He's like, I don't need anything. And I said, fine. And I'm like, okay, well, let's get out of the store.
So, learned your lesson.
Oh, my God. So I purposely walked the entire outlet through every aisle, every store, did not go into one of them and did not say a word, waiting for him to say, hey, let's go in here or hey, let's go in here. So he didn't. So we get back to where we started, coming outside of North Face. And I said, you didn't say anything about where you wanted to go. And he's like, well, I'm just following you around. And I'm like, you're not going to follow me around. I said, you need to tell me where you want to go. Well, I don't have anything I'm looking for. And I said, then why did you want to come here? He said, well, I didn't think it'd be this busy. And I said, really?
Black Friday?
Is this your first time, you know, experiencing this? I get it. But I'm like, you ought to know just by watching TV or listening to people talk that this is the busiest ever. And I'm like, if you're not going to go anywhere, I said, let's just go. And he's like, we're not leaving. And I'm like, but yes, we are, honey, because you don't want to be here. And I said, and quite frankly, you have ruined my mood. You have completely ruined my mood. I no longer had any interest in being here. I said, let's go. So we walked to the car and off we went. And
that's like, funny.
That was pointless. But it was just like, oh, my gosh. So that didn't set the mood very well. And so then the next day, I think he was just trying to make up for it. And he's like, well, how about we go ahead and go to the Grand Coastal Mall like we was going to yesterday?
That was on Saturday.
That was on Saturday.
Was it? Did you go there?
We did go. We was there
it crazy?
For,
it was it crazy?
Not, it wasn't bad. It, you could tell it was definitely the day after Black Friday. But yeah, so we shopped for a little bit and then I was pretty much almost done anyways. And he's like, well, I hope you're done soon. He's like, I'm done. I'm like, I'm done. Let's go.
Yeah. So. I was in Florida with my sister and she wanted to do a little bit of Black Friday shopping. And so it was just the two of us. And I thought, well, we'll be patient. You know, I'll take you Black Friday shopping if you want to go. But like I was telling you all earlier, it's so funny because the millennials, they're online shopping. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't bad at all.
Do you normally Black Friday shop?
Not really. I mean,
because I'm not a Black Friday shopper.
No, really. I mean, if I happen to go out,
my sister is,
and it happens to be that day. It was like, oh yeah, that's right. It's Black Friday. I don't make a list and have an agenda of which stores I want to hit and which what's on sale. And I never do things like that. But you know, she wanted to go to Bed Bath and Beyond because if you shopped before noon, you got a 25% off your entire purchase coupon, and it was in store only. So you couldn't have gotten that online. And so she got several things. She got, you know, the SodaStream and, you know, several things that she knew she wanted from there. But it wasn't, we were in a beautiful shopping plaza in Vera, or they, it's called the Avenues in Vera, Florida. And I mean, there was plenty of parking. It wasn't, the traffic wasn't crazy. I mean, it was, I was amazed. But like I said, it was everybody our age that was shopping. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It wasn't, you know,
I've never been a Black Friday shopper ever. I have gone on Black Friday because I'm usually off. Most people usually off for the day, but I've never done the whole get up early in the morning, with an exception of one time with my mother-in-law. If I've ever went shopping, I would get up at my leisure. Then maybe sometime in the afternoon, I would venture out, and it would not be for any particular
intent.
We've actually purchased just about every TV that we've got in this house was purchased on Black Friday, but it was not that it was never intended that way.
It was never a 5 a.m.
It was one of those things where I went to Sam's like late afternoon of the Black Friday, and the TVs were still there, and oh my gosh, this price is unbelievable. Should I get this TV? And you know, usually Josh is working. He rotates every other year now, but so this year he was working. But I've actually had to text him or call him and, hey, I'm in Sam's. It's 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Black Friday, and they've still got flat screen TVs at this price. And he's like, get one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, but I've never, now my mother-in-law, on the other hand, she has always, now I don't think she does it as much so now, but I can remember the years whenever her and Josh's brother and her brother, their uncle, would sit. I mean, they, after lunch on Thanksgiving, they were already mapping out. Remember when paper used to come with all those sales papers in it? And they would look. Now, for years, she would go to JCPenney here in town, and for the first 100 shoppers, you would get a Mickey Mouse snow globe. One particular year, she talked me into going with her. And I thought, okay, it's a Mickey Mouse snow globe. Sure, I'll go. Oh, my gosh, 3:30 in the morning, freezing cold in the pitch black dark.
Oh, yeah, middle of the night.
We stood on the sidewalk, and we waited in the cold. And they finally let us in the building. I think they maybe let us in the building at maybe 4:30. We stood out there for a long time. And then we get the snow globe, and the little thing is like,
2 inches.
No more than 2 inches. I was thinking this was going to be like a major duty snow globe with Mickey Mouse in the center. It was not. She had been collecting these things for like 10 years.
Oh, my
God. And her thing was, I've got to go. I've got to get my free snow globe. And I was thinking, okay, yay, I can go for a free snow globe. Oh, man, I was so disappointed.
Yeah. Yeah.
The best part of that trip was we shopped. And we did, I don't think I even bought anything, but we shopped, and we did go eat breakfast afterwards at like Huddle House or Waffle House. And
yeah.
And by that time we were starved. So we eat this big breakfast, and that was the best part of getting to spend time with her and then getting to eat breakfast, right. Of course.
Oh yes.
But
oh yes.
No, not a Black Friday. I did everything online.
Mm-hmm. I've gone for years, or had gone for years, until I moved down here. We would leave at about, I don't know, 5 a.m. in the morning and get home at midnight. Shop all.
What changed moving down here? Just not the people to go with,
yeah.
Or I mean,
did you? Yeah. So, well, the first year I didn't.
Well,
really,
you know, we're not going with.
Well,
you.
Yeah. But the first year I didn't really know anybody. I'm like, okay, well, I'm not going to go by myself, which I have done in the past. But then the next 2 years we went on vacation. We weren't here,
yeah.
So couldn't have gone shopping. And then this year we were here, and you know, you just heard the story of it. Yeah. So,
mental note to self: don't take husband Black Friday shopping.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Live and learn.
Leave him at home next time.
That's right.
Yep. No, I shopped online all weekend. Now, mind you, I did. I like to have wore my finger out with the scrolling.
Did you have a cramp when you were done?
Well, yeah. You know, my elbow's been bothering me for months.
Well, when you memorize your credit card number and you don't even have to get your card out.
I don't have my credit card. You know, nowadays you don't have to memorize it. I use Apple products, so we have that keychain that holds all the information.
Oh, yeah.
But you do have to have the last three numbers off the back of the card.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I have those memorized.
Oh yeah.
I don't even have to get up and get that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But I did shop. I held stuff in the cart all weekend. And I would get aggravated with my husband because he wouldn't pay attention to what I was buying.
Trying to buy.
Because yeah. I'd be like, okay, we've got this person, this person. I still make a hard list. Like a, I take a piece of paper and I write down the names. Yeah. A notepad, right. Mm-hmm. And I write down the names because we do have a lot of nieces and nephews to buy for. And so I'm like, okay, I'm getting, you know, do you want to look and see? I'm over here shopping. I'm over here just tiring myself out, scrolling up and down.
And
on,
you're sitting there watching TV.
And you're sitting over there watching football. And I said, do you want to see what we're getting everybody for Christmas?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, because usually it's a surprise for the husband. And oh, when they somebody oh, yes. opens it up,
oh,
they're
we
like,
hear you that?
Oh, look. And like, oh, I didn't know we bought you that. Okay, great.
Glad you like it.
Yeah.
I think when I'm 1 year, I just want to step back and say,
you do it.
I wonder what everybody would get.
Nothing. Like, if it were yeah, up to gift my card. Husband, it'd be nothing.
A gift card.
Yeah. So, it's it is. I don't know. It's one of those things where I just want to get it done.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And now I got everything. I hope everything arrives so that I can get it all wrapped.
Oh, it will. You'll get stuff starting next week, probably.
Yeah. So that's
or maybe even at the end of this week. Who knows?
So, okay, let's kind of wrap this up because we're getting, we want to get everybody out of here at a decent time. We talked a little bit last night when we left the gym because we all just about died at kickboxing class. Oh, my God.
So we get for taking a week off.
Did you regret? Every single time I did jumping jacks, I regretted every piece of cake I ate.
No, the jumping jacks don't bother me, but first time, my arms with all the jabbing and punching and uppercuts, my shoulders were like, what are you doing to me?
I just kept, I don't know, every time I looked at myself in that mirror while we were doing whatever we were doing at the time, I was thinking to myself, why do you keep putting food in your mouth?
Yeah.
Because I regretted every last single mouthful of it last night. That was a little rough last night. But we did talk about our next podcast. We'll try to meet maybe like first of the year.
Right after
I think it'll be a good time. Let's get through the Christmas holidays. And we want to try to do let's do some goals this year or for next year. Some fitness goals. I know there's several things I want to get accomplished next year physically. I do.
Yep.
And I know that the three of us do a really good job of holding each other accountable. So I think that's what we do. The next time we talk, we just recap our holidays and then we set out on
our 2020 outlook and goals.
There you go. I think that's what we need to work on.
And maybe by that time we'll have a name for our little.
We got to come up with a name. Yes. There you go.
Yeah, that's
come
right.
Come up with a name. So
I do know that the people listening, this is a different podcast because you're used to hearing Josh's voice for only about 30 minutes, and we've gone a little longer than that. But if you have any suggestions on a name for this little podcast that we're going to try to do maybe once a month, once every 6 weeks.
And or topics you'd and like or us
topics
to discuss.
You'd like for us to discuss. There you go. That would that's definitely where we would like to go with this. We don't want to bore you guys every single week. We'll leave that to the main podcaster in this house. But I would like to meet about once every month, every 5-6 weeks, so that we can change it up a little bit.
Right.
And I think if we do that, we'll hold ourselves a little more accountable, and we can have a little check in. I don't want to do weights and things. I don't want to say how much we weigh and how much we've lost. But I would like to. Maybe come up with some, you know, I have a few things I personally want to work on and I would like to keep updated with that because then I feel like I hold myself more accountable if I say it out loud.
Right.
Well, and we tend to have great goals at the beginning of the year and it's like summer came and it's like, well, we've got more outdoor duties and things to do at home. So we'll just skip a day or two a week and then we skip. Okay, let's skip another day, and we're doing a lot more skipping than going. Yeah. So we need to get back into.
We've got a lot of stuff going on between all three of us.
I just want to. If I can just limp through the holidays and not gain major amount of weight, that's my goal right now. Is just to get myself through to the second. I mean, everybody says the New Year, but I mean, New Year's Day, you're not working.
Yeah, what day is that even on?
I don't know. I hadn't even looked, but. I always go with the second being my day that I try to start. But I think us having some fitness goals, maybe, or even personal goals for that matter, it can be both. And I think if we kind of do that on here, that might give us a little more motivation to stick with them this year.
January 1st is on Wednesday.
So Thursday would be, like I say, we can meet probably, let's try to meet – that weekend.
Okay.
Let's try to meet that maybe that Saturday. You can come over and we'll eat some dinner and grilled chicken and
salad.
Broccoli.
There you go. Yeah. Have steamed broccoli and carrots. Grilled chicken. No salt.
Boiled chicken and boiled steamed broccoli.
So,
and then we'll do it. We'll do a podcast then. Let's shoot for that.
Yep.
So we can kind of be working on our goals. But thank you, ladies. I appreciate you coming over and spending some time with me.
My pleasure.
Been fun.
And
happy holidays, everyone.
Yes, happy holidays.
Yes.
And please remember, thank you for tuning in. And don't forget to rate, subscribe, and leave us messages in the comments on what you would like to hear us talk about on previous podcast, on more podcast. And at the end, Josh always says, cue the cow.